Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
Troy says, oh, listen to you earlier on online radio. It's great you're going to continue on YouTube. Love interacting with you. Thank you, sir. Well, we built up this already, and I'm not giving it up that easily. So we'll. I told you, we'll get it done. But it'll be, you know, different. The times, I haven't come up with a consistent time yet. Eventually, you know, Bill and I will work on something consistent.
We've always said this is on the fly, whenever, blah. Yeah. And literally, it's forced to that.
Yes.
Because of everything you've got on your plate.
Yep.
But we're gonna be here for you guys.
Yeah, we'll get it done. We'll get it done. Don't worry about it. I felt the earth shake when Tua came onto the field, right? It was fun. I'll get into that now. Pulled the trigger on Tua jersey. There you go, Revo. Nice job by you. Finn13 is in. James Roman says, afternoon, everybody. Great wins by Canes and Finns. Inter-Miami hard loss. Yeah, it was a tough one, man. Losing to Montreal 2-1. And they're like in a must-win situation now in the next four games. It's almost like, I think Inter is going to have to win three of the next four games to like really position themselves in the playoffs. This won't be easy.
When you're fighting to get into the playoffs and the team you go head to head with them and you lose,
yep.
You just made your job that much tougher. It would have been great to get that win, man.
Big time. Drew Boo says, loving Alex Dono. He's such an excellent talent. Yes, he is. That's why we brought him on board, baby. I'm a big fan of Dono, a friend of his, but also I respect his work ethic. He's a great human being. He's a team player. All these elements that we need here in order to succeed. So, yes. Drew Boo says, we missed you, Bill. I guess when you were sick, they were missing you. Eric EJD says,
thank
new
you.
Studios.
Appreciate it.
Well, yeah, Eric, you should know. You built them here. You helped build the studios here. EJD Construction helped build the studios here.
Oh, he's the one that did all this nice
craftsmanship? No, not. Well, he did the ones in our studio. This is all stadium work.
Yeah,
right. This is the big press.
We're
in the press
there.
Box right now. We're in the normal press box where Michelle Kaufman and Kobe Price and Franco Panizo and company watch the games. This is where they're at. And it's nice and long and wide so they can actually social distance.
You're talking about the James Bond studio at Inter-Miami.
Yes.
That Eric did.
Yes. Eric kicked ass with that studio. You got to call EJD Construction, man, if you need it. Really excited you're still continuing with YouTube as well. Thank you. Thank you all out there. Ohio John says a Dolphin victory Monday. Isn't it sweet? Huh? Dennis Aker says, hell yeah, brother. Go Fins. Super stoked to see you guys. Love the show. Thank you. Thank you. According to some Dolphins, Greer can't find talent. Well, brother, I mean, at this point, if anybody is questioning Greer and Flores, I can't help you anymore. I really can't because I'm like tired of putting up every great example that's going on.
You know what was one yesterday, you saw how our linebacking core dropping like flies.
Right.
The kid Jones that we drafted as a safety goes down and we want those interchangeable parts and is playing linebacker. Look how many plays he made at linebacker, bro.
Right. Right.
That is a perfect example of what we're looking for from our guys to do.
Yep.
Plug in and play another position and excelled at it, bro.
Pipeman Slim says, Big O, you have an echo. Well, you're the only one saying it, my man. I don't know if it's true or not, but Michael Mata says, let's go Dodgers. Gus says, sounds and looks great to me. Let's see. Drubu says, it's always like that. You'll get used to it. The Jets are rebuilding, just traded their nose tackle. Yeah, they traded a couple of key players for them, actually. Christian Wilkins always runs from sidelines to celebrate with his teammates after TDs. He's a good dude, bro. Christian Wilkins, you could tell he's just wired the right way. Dirty Mike Dominguez says, love seeing how humble Tua was after the game yesterday. It's going to be hard not to like him regardless of how he performs. Oh, well, you know what, Dirty Mike? It's impossible not. Well, Ryan Tannehill. How can you not like Ryan Tannehill? I may never want him as my franchise quarterback, but Ryan Tannehill can marry my daughter. I'm good with that. He's a good dude, bro. Great guy. Yeah, I'm with you. It's impossible not to like Tua. If Russell Wilson sucked, how do you dislike Russell Wilson? hey, Tim Tebow sucked at this level. How do you dislike Tim Tebow? Outside of being a Canes fan and it's a Gator thing or what, you know, any of that silly fan crap. But really, Tim Tebow is like the perfect human being. Like, on my best day, I'll never be close to what Tim Tebow is as a human being. The guy's phenomenal. So, yeah, there's no doubt. But guess what? Tua will be able to play, and he'll be a good person, and you'll root for him and all that. It's all going to work out, man.
Was that not a killer shot at the end of the game?
Yeah.
Him sitting down, man, taking it all in.
Talking to his,
himself.
He was talking to his parents.
Well,
you know
that's
that, right?
Yeah, right.
He was FaceTiming with his parents because he went right to the spot where the drive ended. And so he wanted to FaceTime with his parents and because they normally are at games,
yeah.
But they never miss any of his games. So it was a really cool moment for him, no doubt.
He is so grounded, bro.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Raging Dolphin Maniac, it's easy to bitch at people, but the better you treat people, the more they want to take care of you. Amen? Amen? Amen, right? You get more with honey than with lemon, right, or something like that. I forgot how that whole saying is. Tommy in Hialeah says, best handoff I ever saw. let's see. After the game, Tua went back on the field. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Face cam. I said, we talked about that.
You know what I wanted to ask you about? Because, like, look, there was the possibility and the way they were acting fits in him that he was going to come in the game. Dude, because of the fact of the rain and the cheap shots that the Jets took on a couple of our players,
yeah.
The headhunting, the slide by Fitz, those three guys, man.
Yeah.
The one comes with the clothesline.
And
the
that's
other one
the
has,
dangerous part about bringing Tua late.
Look, and
some guy's trying to make his name, and he's all coming off the bench. He didn't play much.
And then you couple that with the wet field.
Yeah.
Man, I was a little bit apprehensive.
Yeah, but what I loved was he got pressure on that first pass, had to roll to the left, and he threw a dart.
Right on the money, bro.
Okay. And then the other one, between two defenders.
Two guys on the first down.
And and by the way, the only first down they got. That was the only conversion on third down.
A third down, yeah.
It was his. So that's pretty cool. But again, they were two darts.
And you saw exactly what you've talked about that makes him, the accuracy.
You can't teach accuracy in ball placement. You can't. You either have it or you don't. Lamar Jackson can practice it all he wants. He'll never be a great passer. It'll never happen for him. It's just not what he is. You know what I mean? This kid, automatic, man. Automatic. Pipe Man says, feed the beast Gaskins. Or Gaskin, no S. And you are right. Kids played well.
What about Ogba, bro?
Yeah, he's the steal in free agency. Steve M. chiming in with a little love on the Super Chat. Matthew says, Brian Flores has 3 wins of 10 or more points over the last 4 weeks. Gase has the same number over 3 years. Rosario says, love your show. Thank you. We love you for loving us and supporting us and watching and downloading and chatting, super chatting, texting, retweeting, sharing the links. However it is you support us, we absolutely adore you for that. Ray says, howdy, Big O. Digging onside, a breath of fresh air on local radio. Thank you, Ray. It'll be the best sports talk station in town by miles. I promise you that. And we're only getting started. I mean, we're not even starting yet. Okay, this is just day one, and we're not even completely off the ground yet. We're waiting on finishing a couple touches on the website. And for those of you that are trying to follow us on Twitter, and it says suspended, just to give you the story at Onside Radio, we opened the YouTube account, the Facebook, the Instagram, the Reddit, the Twitter accounts for Onside, and then we left them like that for a couple months. And I told my guys that we're already in the mix. I said, hey, don't follow it. Don't bring it any attention. I didn't follow it. Nothing. And so apparently since we were, you know, neutral and we didn't do anything with it, the other ones didn't do anything, but Twitter thought we were a bot, so they suspended us. So last week when I was ready to like dress up all the social media pages and we go to Twitter, they're like, hey, wait a minute, What happened to it? It's gone. They're suspending us. And like, why are we suspended? We have done nothing. And, well, that's it, man. That's it.
So kind of like your credit, inactivity causes a problem?
Yeah. Oh, look out. Onside Radio is on the air. The website is on. I love it. I love it. All right. There we go. There's a little Onside on the air now, and the website is out. The live stream and everything. I love it. There we go.
It's alive and taking flight.
Yes, it's starting, man. It's starting. It's starting. Oh, that is great.
I've heard about you guys talk about the ambiance of the visual you have out the window.
Yes.
This is awesome, bro. Oh,
I got to tell you, I've worked in radio. I've worked 30 years in radio stations.
Like being in a closet?
I've worked in several radio stations. I've never had this kind of view. I will say that it is a beautiful view to have every single day to look out. And then, let me tell you, when the sun is out and then the sun is either setting or you know, and it comes out on the skyline and stuff, it is a really cool thing when you're able to do that, man.
Well, look, it's overcast, gray skies, no pockets of blue or nothing, and it still looks cool, okay?
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. Telling the gang that the website is up. You can go to the website now at onsideradio.com. You can go to the menu and you can get the live link and all that stuff. So there you go. Now I've got that. Let me tell you, the one thing, I got to tell you, it's fun to put this all together and work with people. And obviously I'm working like an animal. But the one thing is when there's a negative, right? I got bombarded from everywhere. Where's the site? Where's the site? Where's the site? Where's the site? And it's like, okay, relax. We're working on it, bro. It's, we got to tweak a couple things here, and there's still a lot of tweaking to do with the site. But I was almost going to be
that guy on the way up. I'm trying to get on the website and hit the live button so I can listen to it live on the way up. And I'm like, you know what? I'm going to be one of, whatever, I'll just see you when I get there.
And by the way, our text number, which is also not this one for our podcast. I'm talking about for Onside. Our text number is really hard to remember. Okay? Michael Irvin, Michael Irvin, Michael Irvin. Can you say it?
So are you using 47s or 88s?
No. We're not cowboy land, bro. I wouldn't mention cowboy.
It's
a hometown station.
Excellent.
So we are 47, 47, 47. You think that's going to be hard to forget? I got to give my people some credit because I had no power there in all of that. I just, hey, we need a text line. We got to get one. Let's get one. And when they went and they came back to me, hey, we got a number, 47, 47, 47. I go, wow, I love you.
That's 47 like, to the third power. I mean, like that.
That is, three Michael Irvins. Are you effing kidding me, man? Come on. It's a beautiful thing. So thank you all out there for supporting OnsideRadio.com. Let's see, what else do we have here on the GP Trap says, Big O, I seriously don't understand why Gase wasn't fired this morning. This morning? Why wasn't he fired a couple of weeks ago? Think about it. I mean, Gase deserves to be fired in a big-time way. I'm with you, man. But, hey, listen, GP, if they want to keep him there so we could keep kicking, I hope they have him there until week 11. At least, I know he's not going to survive into next season. We all know that. Now, GP, could there be can I go with my Oliver Stone theory now? At this point, okay, the owners and the executives of the Jets are sitting up above, and it's like a moment from Mad Men, if you ever watched that show, and they're in a room with cigars, and it's just full of smoke, and there's drinks going, and they're talking. They're going, well, there's a pandemic. We can't bring people to the stadium anyway. It's not a big deal. It's not like everybody's out there watching them fail. They're just watching them on TV. If we leave them there, he secures Trevor Lawrence for us. So he secures Trevor Lawrence. We fire him and we get our new coach and we have our quarterback of the future. That's it. So there could be a little evil, you know, a Dr. Evil going on, right? And saying, we will go about it this way. And that way, you know.
So even with the madness, there is a thought process of.
There's, yeah.
Well, the Giants cooperated. They beat Washington, right? And the Jets, if I'm not mistaken, are the only winless team in all of the NFL.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, you know what's another thing to think about, O?
Yes.
Like you pointed out, the fact that Williams is such a hothead. You know what I mean? That if who would you put in play and like put him in place and kind of even push even more of the players that would even think about staying further out the door? You kind of like he's the lesser of two evils, so just keep Gase where he's at.
Right. Exactly. Philip says, oh, we're talking about the Jets. Why are we? Dolphins inviting them to fire Gase. How do we hear online? Oh, something new. Like I said, onsideradio.com. Go to the website already. It's there now. You got it now. Dwayne, the dynasty begins now. Who has been more impactful for the Finns defense, Van Ginkel or Ogba? No, Ogba, man. No, Ogba. Ogba's been a bit. He's five sacks. He's on pace for 13. Van Ginkel got injured yesterday. New York Sports says, Big O, I know you got a lot going on, but I miss you on Mad Dog talking national sports. Well, listen, my man, you can now tune in on onsideradio.com every single day, and you can listen to me there. Yeah, we'll talk local, but we'll talk about some of the major stories going around in the world of sports. How long have I gone here in this first segment, my brother?
You're only 43 minutes in, bro.
43 minutes of straight talk.
You're slipping, brother.
Yeah, but the voice is a little better than it was on
You know what? I am in shock how well your voice is holding up today.
Yeah. Well, and I already did 2 hours.
That's exactly what I'm referring to.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's hanging in there. Let me drink a little water. Let me take a quick break.